love you. I'll always love you. Everything I do, everything I've ever done, it's been for you.
But I'm not like you, Maxime. I'm not strong. I can't live this life. I can't. Yes, I love him. If this was a movie, that would be it, wouldn't it? Love would conquer all. But this isn't a damn movie.
You've never looked as lovely as you do tonight, Camilla.
Maxim. Maxim, no more games. What do you want?
You. Keep back. Keep back. Darling.
Michael, phone for an ambulance. Move!
No. There's no need. There's no need. She's dead.
We present Robin Ellis as Maximilian West in Barbara Taylor Bradford's The Women in His Life.
I couldn't believe that Camilla was dead, gone from me forever. We'd been married just a few weeks, and now she was gone. I couldn't believe it.
Daddy, it's Alex. Teddy's here.
Hello, darling. How are you, Maxim?
Cars will be here soon. For the funeral, Daddy. I liked her so much. She told me she thought of me as the daughter she'd never had. She asked me if I minded. I told her, of course not. Of course I didn't mind. I was flattered. After Mummy, Camilla was the nicest woman I've ever known. I'm so sorry. I wanted you to know how I felt about her. And Michael did too. He was the same. I wanted you to know.
She was special.
Yes. Yes, she was.
And she loved you so much.
I loved her.
We know you did, darling.
Not like, not the same way I love Stacy.
No.
It's just not possible to love two people like that. Not in one lifetime.
Of course not.
But I did love Camilla. And she was, she helped make the loneliness go away.
Shh. There. There now.
I never told her.
Daddy?
I never told her I loved her. Not once. I'll never forgive myself for that.
The death of a film star was big news. Camilla's marriage had been big news too, but her death was bigger. I hired a battery of people to keep the press at bay and my name out of the gossip columns. I threw myself into my work more than ever before. No social life, no yacht, no one outside business or the immediate family. One of the damn jackal journalists got it right. Maximilian West had retreated and pulled up the drawbridge behind him.
Michael West?
It's me.
Alex, how's New York?
Bloody cold.
You'll get used to it. Have you seen him yet?
No, not till tonight.
He doesn't know, then?
No.
Alex, this isn't the right time.
God, Mike, it's been more than 2 years.
And so he should have snapped out of it by now,
Since when were you on his side?
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
Oh, perhaps I dreamed it all. He treats me like a filing clerk. He doesn't give me any responsibility. He seems to think I'm still a little kid.
I still don't want him hurt. For God's sake.
Mike, I can't keep pussyfooting round him. I've got my own life to lead.
Don't tell him, Alex. Not yet. Please.
You little fool.
Daddy!
When you first met him, I told you what he was like. And now you waltz in here and tell me you're going to marry the bastard.
I didn't waltz anywhere. You sent for me, remember?
I thought I told you to stop seeing him.
I see who I damn well like.
He's a crook.
Rubbish.
He's a crook and a gambler and a womanizer. He's after your money.
Oh God, not everybody's obsessed by money.
Meaning I am?
Meaning Jeremy isn't. Why should he be? He's got money of his own.
He lives on credit and what he can scrounge or steal. He's notorious in the business world. And if he's proposed, then he's in trouble again. He needs you to bail him out.
He proposed because he loves me.
Rubbish!
And I love him, and I'm going to marry him, whether you like it or not.
Listen to yourself. You're talking about throwing your whole life away. He's not what you want.
You have no idea what I want. I'm going to marry him, and that's that.
You do, and you can kiss goodbye to a job with me.
All right.
What?
All right. There's more to life than the God Almighty West Empire.
You're supposed to be my daughter, for God's sake. Try acting like...
Your daughter, your company, you. Why can't you think about someone else for a change?
That's enough.
If you thought about Mummy a bit more, you might not have put her through hell.
Shut up!
She had the right idea. Escape from you and lead her own life. Well, it's time for me to do the same.
Alex! Leave now, and you needn't bother coming back.
She walked out of the door and out of my life, which went on pretty much as though nothing had happened. Anastasia said once that I wouldn't be satisfied until I controlled the whole planet. I think I may have been trying to do exactly that. The deals kept getting bigger, the takeovers more audacious, and the risks more addictive.
Here.
Thanks. What did you pay for it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't care. I can remember a time when you were more concerned with the taste than the price.
I'm going to have to rush off straight after lunch, chopper to Heathrow and then the jet over to Bahrain.
Good God, Duke, don't you ever let up.
Why should I?
Because there are more things in life than hostile takeovers and board meetings and...
Money?
Yes, and money!
Alex said I was obsessed with money.
How is Alex?
I have no idea.
Oh, Duke, this is ridiculous. How long is it since you two spoke to each other?
2 years.
Ridiculous.
I don't think so. And neither does she.
Oh, talk about like father, like daughter. Pig-headed, the pair of you. When did you last have a holiday?
Last month. Hong Kong.
That wasn't a holiday. When did you last go somewhere not connected with work?
Can't remember.
You amaze me. Look, I'm going to Monte Carlo next week. Care to come?
I can't. There's a big meeting in Brussels.
Your employees are all idiots, are they?
What?
Your staff, totally incapable of acting without you there pulling their strings.
My staff are the best in the world.
Then let them get on with it for once. Come to Monte Carlo. Come on. Do something with those fabulous riches. Lose a few million. God, you buy a casino or two. I don't care. Just come with me. Let's have some fun again.
Oh. Rouge 29.
Oh, I don't believe it.
That's your words.
What don't you believe?
Oh, talk about the luck of the devil.
Jealous?
Of course I'm bloody jealous. Come on, you can buy me a drink. Good health.
Cheers.
Well?
Well, what?
Was this a good idea or merely a brilliant one?
I thought you'd given up this sort of life.
Not all the time. Stop avoiding the question.
It was a good idea. Thanks, Stubbs.
Hallelujah. Duke Maximilian sees the light.
I suppose I have been pretty grim these last few years.
You could say that.
Yes. Well, now I feel ready to unwind a bit.
Time for the old wine, women and song. Eh?
Why not?
Abracadabra.
What?
Maximilian West. And I thought my luck had run out for tonight. Hello.
Hello.
Well, look, if my face is on crooked, just say so, okay?
I'm sorry, forgive me. It's just, I know you, don't I?
I certainly hope so.
I'm damned if I can remember where from.
That's okay, honey, relax, it'll come. Now, where have I heard that before?
Oh, dear. You're the Empress Eugenia girl.
That's it, the cosmetic company. You're their model. You're on all their advertising.
Was, honey, was. My days of being spread out over billboards are behind me.
Empress Eugenia. Hmm. They were owned by Arthur Macklin. He died last year.
And left the whole shebang to his widow.
Who expanded the chain and moved into retail. Body beautiful. It was a brilliant relaunch.
And I was trying to keep your mind away from business.
Left their competitors standing.
And boy, were they furious. Revlon, Arden, Lauder, and Mariana Montevecchio.
Yes.
Which you own.
Not for much longer, unless the profits turn.
Didn't you go after Sakura Skincare last year?
You're very well informed. For a model.
Ex-model, honey. No, you went after them, but Body Beautiful made a better offer.
And now Sakura have gone through the roof.
So she knows what she's about, the Widow Macklin.
Seems that way, doesn't it?
Look, can I buy you a drink, Miss...
Ask Mr. West.
Stubbs, say hello to the Widow Macklin.
Now, Max, that's not very flattering. Adriana.
Adriana.
That's better.
6 weeks later, we were married. Oh, she was a departure for me, I had to admit it. Perhaps that was the attraction. Our courtship was exciting. On one visit to Cannes, we stayed locked in our hotel suite for 3 days and three nights. We couldn't bear to tear ourselves apart. 6 months after the wedding, the marriage was over.
You know what this place needs?
It doesn't need anything.
A bit of color, that's what. A bit of life, for God's sake.
Adriana...
What's the point of having a New York apartment if it doesn't have any pizzazz?
I'm tired and I have work to do.
You're always tired.
What's that supposed to mean?
How about I wake you up, huh? Ugh, go and do your damn work!
Once that first wave of excitement had passed, there was nothing about her to like, let alone love. Even her business sense, her familiarity with my world, it lost its fascination.
Look, Duke, I feel responsible for this mess.
Don't be stupid.
Well, if I hadn't dragged you away to Monte Carlo...
She probably would have tracked me down somewhere else.
Do you mean that?
Oh, she made no bones about it. I'm just one more acquisition, one more coup. God, Stubbs. Do you know what occurred to me today?
What?
I actually find her repulsive, physically repulsive.
Well, have you told her you want a divorce?
I don't.
You're joking?
Not yet. I can't afford the upheaval, not just at the moment. There's too much happening.
Work, you mean?
Actually, it's handy.
What is?
Having to be away so much.
You still have to go home eventually, Duke.
Yes. I know. What the hell? Valentine Lubbock. Adriana, get in here.
In a second.
Now!
I didn't hear you come in. How was...
Valentine Lubbock is an overpriced, under-talented paint slapper. Planning to redecorate, are you?
No, of course I'm not. It's just I...
Just what? Haven't you listened to a word I said? You're not going to change one thing in this apartment. It's in superb taste, and it suits me very well.
Superb taste? This mausoleum...
This place is beautiful. And you're not going to turn it into some glitzy imitation of a Miami hotel.
This place is a cold, colorless, outdated dump.
Anastasia decorated this apartment.
Oh, the great Anastasia.
Be careful, Adriana.
The wonderful Anastasia, the sainted Anastasia. I am sick of the sound of her name. What the hell did you ever see in that wimpish, mealy-mouthed little bitch?
You are not going to lay one finger on my home. If you want to decorate an apartment, I suggest you find one of your own.
Well, now where do you think you're going?
I'm going out for some fresh air.
Fresh air? Off to another woman, you mean?
What?
Who is she, Maxim?
You're insane.
Oh, I know there's someone. Some cheap little blonde hustler, is she?
This town is full of cheap little hustlers, Adriana. They come in all colors.
Blair Martin.
It's me. I'm coming over.
I'd known her for years, but we only really got together after I married Adriana. Blair Martin seemed to me to be everything my wife wasn't. I really did intend to divorce Adriana just as soon as I could spare the time and the energy. But somehow there were always more pressing things clamoring for my attention. And whatever people may have thought, my single-mindedness had more than one kind of reward.
And finally, the headlines again. Mortgage rates are set to rise once more, possibly to the highest figures for nearly 4 years. Detectives investigating the Lockerbie air disaster have flown to Frankfurt. And the New Year's honors list, just announced, concentrates on the worlds of politics and business, with life peerages for Sally Oppenheim and Sir John Sainsbury, and knighthoods for Leon Britton, Evelyn de Rothschild, and Maximilian West. In the arts, CBs are awarded to actor Ian Richardson, writer Michael Holroyd, theatrical impresario Ed Mervish, and musician Christopher Hogwood, with OBEs going to actors Peter Cushing, Penelope Keith, and Richard Bryan. BBC Radio News.
Maxim West.
Oh, sorry, wrong number. I was expecting Sir Maxim.
Stubby.
Duke, you old villain, why didn't you let on?
Sworn to secrecy, old chum.
Well, congratulations. Bloody well done.
Thanks.
Look, I'm tied up over the weekend, but what about Tuesday? Lunch, to celebrate?
Yes, okay, sure.
Good God.
What?
You're available, not jetting off to the Far East or New York or whatever.
No.
Is everything all right, Duke?
Everything's fine. Usual place?
Why not?
I'm meeting Graham there tomorrow. I'll book.
Great. Duke, everything is okay.
Will you stop it? See you Tuesday.
Yeah, sure. Night, Sir Maxim.
Night.
Old Stubby knew me too well. Things had been getting more than a touch intense in New York. Adriana was louder and brassier than ever, and Blair had started dropping broad hints about being tired of all the secrecy and the sneaking around. She wanted us to get married. The fact that she didn't love me and I didn't love her apparently made no difference. Pretty soon, I'd have to do something about the whole sorry mess. But that wasn't the only problem. Oh, not by a very long way.
Maxim, is everything all right?
Graham, everything's fine.
Whatever you say, boss.
So, bring me up to speed. What is it that's got you all excited?
Okay. The Winanda...
Good evening, Sir Maximilian.
Ted.
Very well deserved, if I may say so, sir.
Thanks. We'll order in a few minutes.
Of course, Sir Maximilian.
The Winanda group. They're a cinch for us. I think we should go for it.
Go on.
I'm out on a limb with this, I know, but get this. Winanda owns a chunk of real estate just outside Seattle. On paper, it's worthless, but I've been doing some digging. A Japanese company are buying up land around there. In a year's time, it'll be worth a mint.
You know this, and Winanda doesn't?
Oh, they know. But old man Bishop won't deal with the Japanese. His father died in a Japanese camp.
Get the team working first thing tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Thanks, boss.
You did good work.
Look, boss, I know something's wrong. What happened at the meeting with John Vale?
He wants me to rescue Lister newspapers.
Now, isn't that something? Are the rest of the board behind him?
Oh, yes.
And you're not the least bit interested, are you?
No. No, I'm not.
Are the figures that poor?
They're excellent.
Then...
It's me, Gray. I don't know why, but I just don't want to pick up my sword and fight for yet another empire. It just doesn't seem... I don't know. It just doesn't seem worth the effort.
Boss.
I'll tell you what. Let's forget all about work, shall we? Let's just have dinner. I walked home from the club, across Piccadilly, through Half Moon Street and into Mayfair. It was a lovely night, but I hardly noticed it. I'd been fighting off accepting it for months, but I was only fooling myself. And now I'd admitted it to someone else. The full force of it really hit me for the first time. Business bored me. All the old challenges, the struggles, the multi-million dollar deals, none of it meant a thing anymore. And without my work, what did I have left? It didn't take a genius to find the answer to that one.
West.
Hi, Maxim.
Blair?
I know it's been a long time, honey, but I don't think I'm flattered by that note of surprise.
Sorry. Heard the news, have you?
What news? Listen, lover, I got some headlines of my own here. We're pregnant.
What did you say?
Now, come on. There's nothing wrong with your hearing. I'm going to have our baby.
How the hell did that happen?
Please, you need a diagram?
I thought we had an understanding.
It was an accident, for God's sake. I thought you'd be pleased.
Well, I'm bloody well not pleased. How long? How long have you known?
Not long.
How far gone are you?
4 months.
4 months?
Don't shout at me.
Good God, Blair!
Anyway, it's great. It means you can't put it off any longer. Speak to that bitch on wheels, wife of yours, and get a divorce.
You planned this, didn't you?
Lover.
This whole thing's a deliberate plot. Do you seriously think I'm going to marry you now?
You damn well better. Look, you're in shock.
Too right I'm in shock.
Calm down and have a drink or something. Then you'll be pleased. You'll see it's just what you want.
I don't take kindly to being told what I want.
And I don't care for that tone of voice.
What the hell do you expect? You've done this, and you have the barefaced gall to call Adriana a bitch?
Are you telling me she isn't?
At least she didn't try to trick me into marrying her by involving an innocent child.
Maxine!
Go to hell! Oh, God.
I stared into the fire and tried to make sense of it all. As far as the world was concerned, I had everything. The truth was, I had nothing. Nothing that mattered. I was bankrupt. Emotionally bankrupt. Nothing. Well, a long time ago, I'd started with nothing. And if I could do it once, I could damn well do it again. Sorry, old chum.
Alan Trenton?
Stubby, it's me.
Duke, what is it?
Were you asleep?
Pretty much. It doesn't matter. What's wrong?
You're a damn good friend, Stubbs.
Have you been drinking?
Not much, no. Thinking.
And?
I'm going to have to cancel our lunch.
Duke, you rang me at 3 in the morning to tell me that.
No, no. I rang to apologize.
What the hell for?
For being such a bloody fool.
Duke?
You were right. All these years, you've been right.
About what?
Everything. First thing tomorrow, I'm flying to New York to patch things up with Alex.
I'm sorry, Sir Maximilian, but you've just missed her. She flew to California for the weekend on business.
I see.
I'm expecting her back on Monday. Can I give her a message?
No, not really. As a matter of fact,
Geraldine, Sir Maximilian.
Geraldine, I'd rather you didn't say I telephoned today. I want to surprise her.
Of course. Whatever you want.
Thank you.
My pleasure, sir.
Goodbye.
Dougie.
Sir?
I want you to rent a car for me, please. Have it outside at 4.
Are you, going somewhere, sir?
Dougie, I don't pay you enough. That was a brilliant deduction.
Sorry, sir.
I'm going down to my beach house in East Hampton for the weekend.
Very good, Sir Maxim.
And Dougie?
Sir?
You don't know where I am. Understood? No matter who asks. Who's there? What the hell? What are you doing here? Don't be a bloody fool!
Part 7 of Barbara Taylor Bradford's The Women in His Life. Maximilian West was played by Robin Ellis and Alan Trenton by Simon Williams. Adriana, Joanna Monroe. Blair, Alice Arnold. Anastasia, Alexandra Bastido. Camilla, Nicola Paget. Theodora, Emma Fielding. Alex West, Elaine Pike. Michael West, Nicholas Fletcher. Graham Longdon, Becky Hindley, Geraldine Bonnet, Amanda Gordon, Dougie Andrews, Mark Bonner, the newsreader, Peter Donaldson. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The pianist was Michael Haslam. The Women in His Life is dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by Enid Williams.